Who is singing out there?
I don't know. I think they both are.
They're harmonizing.
Excuse me, we're doing a show in here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Bookmarked. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. Today, I'm joined by a couple of really, really special guests.
I'm Aislinn.
I'm Ava.
Yeah.
Woo.
Hey.
Hey.
Aislinn and Ava are my roommates and like my best friends, and they're here, and they are on here all the time, actually. Well, at least they used to be. Do it, I dare you.
Actually?
Yeah.
And that was Hot Cross Buns for the show today.
Oh my god, the look I just got from Nate in the scene.
I'll have Twinkle Twinkle Little Star prepared.
For after the next intermission.
Yeah.
Okay, so they used to come on the show a lot when we did after class, and now we're doing a new show. It's called Bookmarked, and it's all about books, and I explain this every single week, but it never changes. This week, we're going to be doing a little bit of a game. It's kind of fun. So the problem is that I haven't read a single book in like months, and Ava and Aislinn don't really, not to speak for them, but they don't really read too much either.
Yeah, I read one book over the summer.
That's good.
I also read one book over the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, I read like one and a half, actually.
Oh, I actually read two books.
I actually read 5,000 books over the summer.
I actually wrote all those books that you read.
Oh.
So.
So we were like trying to brainstorm ideas of like what we could do. And I was running over like every different book game that I have. And I'm like, none of these are going to work because like I haven't read any of the books and I don't remember half of the books and I haven't done any research on these. And so we're like, okay, we need an idea stat. And we're in the studio and we have 5 minutes until we're supposed to go on. And we're like, okay, here we have a game. So today we're going to be doing 100 fictional characters versus one gorilla. I don't know if you've heard this. The concept started as who would win between 100 men versus one gorilla. And it was like collectively, oh, like the gorilla would beat the 100 men.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's 100 of them.
Yeah, all 100 of those men are getting destroyed by that 500-pound gorilla.
Oh, 500. How much do gorillas normally weigh?
Male gorillas will be, like a leading male gorilla will be between 400 and 500 pounds.
Okay.
Like, those things can run through trees.
Okay, but what if
you... They'll knock the trunk down.
But what if? Okay, but, like, you have 10 of the scrawniest men, and that's, like, 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, and they're men. Like,
they're
like, you
men.
Think they're beating the gorilla?
You think they're World War II men? No, these are today's men. Sorry, exactly. Guys. That's a controversial take. I don't actually mean that.
I think it's fair. but no, so the consensus is that no, these men are dying. And I've seen videos of it too. Well, they'll do like the simulation videos the gorilla and they'll put the men in there and they're like running at them. Oh. And the gorilla's wiping down all those men.
But what about when people get them from behind?
No, he's covering the circle.
No.
That's a big gorilla. But no, so then I started seeing people do like 100 women versus gorilla. And with the women, it was good. Because with the men, they were just listing 100 men that they'd fight the gorilla. And then when I started seeing women, they were putting the people into categories. And they're like, oh, like here is our team. This is how we're going to take down this gorilla. And I was like, this is good. Like we've got like, we've got Alona Mar. We've got all these people coming in to like, we have Taylor Swift as a strategist. Like it's good. And we're like, okay, the women are beating this gorilla. But then I was like, okay. Let's make this bookish and we're going to do like fictional characters. So because none of us have been reading, we're going to include any book characters, any like TV show or movie characters or like video game characters.
But not celebrities?
Not celebrities.
Like what about reality TV?
No. I think that really? Oh, you know what? I think that's tough. Because those are real people.
Do you guys know any reality?
Are they really real?
I don't know any.
I only know like the Dancing with the Stars cast.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take out reality TV and then just say that. Okay. So we have a list of different like categories to start with. Do you guys want to like go down the list or should I read the whole list?
Let's go down the list.
Okay. So like we'll start with the leaders.
Do I have anyone for
leading? Yeah, like who's leading our team? I think like Harry Potter is pretty inspirational, but would he be better as like attack?
No, you should do McGonagall.
Yes,
if you're
going to
do something from Harry Potter, do McGonagall. Like, I think, she, yeah.
I think she knows. I think we need 3 leaders.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Like John B. Rutledge.
you're gonna put John B. Rutledge with McGonagall?
John B. Rutledge.
Do you think John B. and McGonagall are on the same level? Like, it's one thing to round up a bunch of teens.
I think it's
on a beach. Good.
Let's get the gold, guys. I think it's good balance. Okay.
I don't think they would get along very well.
No, not at all.
No.
Dude, what about, like, actually, that's too easy. I'm not going to say Superman.
Superman?
I'm not going to say Superman. Okay, what about, like, Yoda?
Okay.
Where would Yoda fit? Because I want Yoda in here somewhere.
I think
Yoda's a little bit crazy, though. You know?
Yeah, like, he might not be
like
good.
A commander?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a category. We're making it. I was like, I didn't see that one before.
I had it before.
Okay, okay.
Okay, this is good. Like, the leaders, the top leaders of the pack. You know what? If we did include reality TV, we could do, like, Abby Lee Miller.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. But I was thinking Abby Lee Miller for, like...
Verbal abuse?
Yeah, verbal abuse.
Verbal abuse is a category. Let's open this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put her in.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we're opening it up for
Abby Lee.
Just for Abby Lee, though. Okay.
We'll see.
We need a couple more leaders. What about Johnny Lawrence?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, from Cobra Kai?
Oh, I didn't like watch
the
that.
Have you guys seen The Karate Kid?
Yeah.
He's the one that loses at the end of the movie, the blonde one.
So we're putting a loser as our leader?
He wins in Cobra Kai at like the end.
He was in a show. What show was it? Do you know, like, he came like, oh, that's gonna bother me.
Are you talking about Cobra Kai?
No, like, well, yes, but no, but like, he was in a different show as the kid.
Oh, he was in How I Met Your Mother for one episode.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
And it was like Barney was like, I hate the real Karate Kid. And then like he was dressed up as like a clown.
Okay, yeah.
I think he'd be a good commander though. Or a strategist, do you think?
He lost though. Why are we putting a loser in our team?
He won on the
We want to win this.
He won on like the second one though, like in Cobra Kai at the very end.
But we need to win the first time. Do you think we're getting another chance after this gorilla?
Okay. 4 strategists. We're kind of jumping the gun. I can't think of any more leaders.
We can come back to it.
Okay. For strategists, I want to put Pippa Fitzmozy. I don't remember.
I don't know what you just said.
And she's from A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pippa Fitzmozy. That's it.
I know just a little bit about that.
I think that's good.
I don't know. Maybe strategist, but Katniss Everdeen. Where can we put Katniss Everdeen?
You should put her.
I think that Katniss Everdeen should be on one of the attack lines, but maybe not the first one. Should we put her as like an anchor for attack line 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want her to go first.
Okay, we need like someone involved in crime on our strategist.
In crime? Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like who like got away with crime?
This is terrible. I don't watch enough TV for this.
I see Coco Melon on your screen right now.
Coco Melon?
Okay, where are we putting Coco Melon? Can we put Coco Melon under human sacrifice?
No, that's too obvious.
We only get one human sacrifice though.
Yeah, Coco Melon.
Who is Coco Melon?
Just so as an entirety,
the
Coco Melon baby.
Sacrifice.
Yes,
but the girl's not gonna be satisfied with a baby.
I don't know. It might be fun
if someone sacrificed me.
Harambe wasn't.
Don't bring Harambe into this.
Don't talk about Harambe.
All I'm saying is Harambe wasn't satisfied with a baby. If a grown man was in the pit with Harambe, Harambe would have attacked back.
Okay, if Harambe wasn't concerned with a baby. If I was a girl, I would take a baby over a grown man.
That's a good point.
Like you put a grown man in my
oh
cage?
can we put Joe from You in our strategists?
I don't know that one, but go ahead.
He's properly evil and he kills a bunch of people.
Properly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's good. Joe Goldberg.
Freaking Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Like which version of Sherlock Holmes though? I think you'd have to do like the BBC one.
I'm going to say the BBC one.
That was
a good original take, Ava. Good job. I hadn't heard that one before.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, do we only get 3 strategists? Because I think we need someone who knows about gorillas.
Me.
Okay.
Put me in.
Put Carissa in as a strategist.
I was hoping that we could put Carissa.
as bait.
yeah, as bait. That's
funny. Okay, then I think that you guys need to be in this too.
Okay.
I want to.
Can I be in the Navy?
I knew you were gonna ask that. I knew you were gonna pick that.
Like, I want to drive a boat.
Aslan, I think Ava.
Like, actually, don't say anything mean to me. I'll start crying on camera.
Ava in Last Resort. Ava in
Last Ava Resort. Be, we throw actually, Ava in at them.
I actually can't believe I said don't say anything mean to me. She's saying only mean things.
Okay,
Ava,
I think Ava would be a good distraction.
Motivation.
I feel like
I'm actually so
like
motivating.
we send her out with a little tambourine.
You guys don't know me.
With her little flute.
Actually motivated.
Yes,
we're a recorder.
Yeah. I wish I was a motivation, guys.
Ava.
Okay, Ava and like the Pied Piper.
The what?
But the one from Shrek.
Like the Pied Piper who he from plays high? His flute and he and all the rats follow him. Dude, wait, can we put the Pied Piper and his rats somewhere else?
Not in distraction?
No, I like actually I can't think believe, they would do something.
I actually
good.
Can't believe the Pied Piper is rated higher than me. And you're in the Navy? I don't fucking
no.
I actually don't believe that.
I just think you guys bring different talents.
30-day toxic wife challenge. What day are you on now?
It's like day 9.
Yeah.
How are you taking it?
Me? Wait, who are you talking to?
It's hurting me.
It's hurting you? Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, where do we put the Pied Piper?
What about like Phineas and Ferb?
Phineas and... Ooh.
I want Ferb as like a commander or something.
Ferb should be in the Navy with me.
I actually can't
Or a pilot.
This.
I think Ferb should be a pilot.
Do you think he can fly?
I know he flies a plane.
He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk very much.
I can't believe fucking Squarehead gets a real life spot.
It's more rectangular.
Distraction.
No, but I think I know Ferb flies a plane at some point.
Oh my actual goodness gracious!
Like I can picture it in my head. Therefore, it happened.
That's good.
Okay, where would you like to be, Ava?
Distraction.
I'll be in distraction.
Okay. You can bring your recorder then.
I should probably be really upset about it for the rest of the episode.
Okay.
I think we should put Davey from Never Have I Ever in like either bait or Ooh. Or distraction as well.
Bait? Yeah.
Okay. Let's brainstorm some other like TV shows that we know we've seen. Okay, I'm watching Outer Banks right now.
Can Bugs Bunny be in distraction with me?
Sure. Yeah, sure. We'll give you Bugs Bunny.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Sarah Cameron.
Bait?
I don't think she's being a good bait.
Yes, bait. I know she's bait at some point. There's no way she's not bait. Everyone follows her around.
We'll use like Sarah Cameron's little sister as bait. Ward Cameron does that.
Oh, that's so mean.
He does it,
you
though.
You put Cocomelon.
Okay,
that's
for commentary, can we get the two commentary people from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. I was just looking at
What are their names?
I'm looking up their names.
Something and
it's
Gale.
Like, it's Gale it's
like,
and some...
Like John or something? I don't think it's John.
All right, John is a placeholder.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah, it's
good.
John and Gale.
Yes.
We killed that. Okay. I don't think... Like, Ward Cameron... He ends up... Like, no. Can we have Tate McRae?
Where?
Oh, she's not fictional.
As bait?
Entertainment?
I was going to say entertainment.
No.
I think we need someone.
I don't think she would rally the troops like I need her to.
I think we need Benson Boone in entertainment.
Benson Boone. Can you do a backflip? Can we put him as bait? can we put him as bait? Yes. Because he can be sparkly.
That's a good point.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like he would catch in the light.
Oh, can we have Young Sheldon? You have to wash that.
Young Sheldon where?
I feel like he'd be a good strategist or like...
I can't play Moonbeam Ice Cream.
You think he could be a leader? He could be a leader.
Young Sheldon?
Yeah.
I think he'd piss me off.
But it would motivate you.
To kill Young Sheldon. I would take Young Sheldon and I'd throw him at the gorilla.
Well, maybe that's the plan all along.
That's
you
good.
Are in the strategist. Like, I think you can yes. make decisions like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Let's see. Like Glee characters, can we put Santana Lopez on Attack Line 1?
Yeah,
and then I hate to say it, but I think Britney should be bait.
Oh, I don't think she would make it back in time though.
Okay, wait, can we put Britney as like Navy or something, and we can shoot her out of a cannon like Sue Sylvester, Wisconsin? Yeah, like Sue that. Sylvester should be one yeah. of our leaders if we
yeah.
have three.
Oh, okay, yeah. I like that.
Okay, Sue Sylvester, and then we're gonna put Britney in what was it?
in maybe. The Navy so we can shoot her out of a cannon.
And then I think Blaine. Oh, can our entertainment be the Glee? Like the Warblers?
The Warblers? Okay, yeah.
I think that should count for like 10 people.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
there's like a lot that. Of them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I like that. Is there anyone else from Glee? Can Will Schuster be our human sacrifice?
Yeah. Can we have two then with the Cocomelon Baby? Guys, I don't think you... I don't think...
I don't know what the Cocomelon Baby is.
I just don't think you have a rage with the Cocomelon Baby like I do. I think you need to let me settle this personal vendetta.
What the heck?
I can't believe a newborn baby did you wrong.
That is not newborn. That baby's like 1,000 years old.
It looks like it's walking. Yeah. So
1,000.
Can't be. Okay. Will Schuster.
Who's our kid? Will Schuster pushing the Cocomelon Baby in a stroller is the bait. Is this a human sacrifice?
That's good. Okay. What about peace negotiators?
I feel like you could put Yoda there instead.
Yeah, where is Yoda now?
He's in Commanders.
Okay. He's gonna peace treaty us?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
Who else likes peace?
That's a good question.
Gosh, we can't think of a single person. This is why the world is this way, guys.
This is brutal. Oh my god, guys. Can we have Alex Volkov from Twisted Hate VR funding?
Oh my god, that is my
god, I wish I knew
person.
Who that was.
He's an ultra billionaire and he controls the whole world.
Where are we putting him?
As funding.
Oh yeah. Oh,
he new has category. Billions and billions of dollars. Basically, his whole premise of character is that he controls everyone in the world. Like, he can control the entire police department, like all the ambulances, like every single rich person. He can like blackmail them to make him do anything he wants. That's okay. His whole character.
Yeah,
I think that's good.
I think that is good.
Okay, interesting. See, I'm looking at all these different books and I'm not getting a single character out of any of them. This is good radio, guys.
The silence.
Can we have Gordon Ramsay? Is he fictional enough? I don't think he's real.
Well, that's reality TV.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay as our catering.
Can we have Suki from Gilmore Girls?
Yes, that's good. Okay, can we have Rory be bait?
Yeah.
Can we have Lane's mom on the attack line?
Yes, attack line 1, 2, or 3.
Two. I feel like two is a good number.
Okay. Okay, for first aid, we're going to do, I think we should do Conrad Fisher, the doctor.
He's a doctor?
Yes.
Why?
He's like, well, because he went to university and became a doctor.
I just don't believe
his
that
mom. His mom
true.
Died from cancer, so he wanted to become a doctor.
Okay.
And Primrose Everdeen before she gets blows up.
Before she gets blows up. Guys.
Before she gets blows up. That's great.
Okay. This is a good line. Should we go over who we have or should we wait?
Let's keep going.
Okay. Yeah, let's keep going. We need more people on the attack lines.
Okay.
Can we put Puss in Boots in there?
Yeah.
Attack line one.
Yeah, attack line one. Puss in Boots.
Okay. That's good. I feel like every single character that I've like every single show that I've ever watched has left my head right now.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Can we put like the other mother from Coraline in one of the attack lines?
The other mother?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You don't know the other mother?
Have you seen Coraline?
No.
Okay. Oh, you just have to trust me on this.
Okay.
Just look her up.
Yeah. Like, she's scary. Like, I think she would scare the girl a little bit.
Hold on.
Do you guys have lists pulled up? Like, I'm just going off the top of my head.
No, I'm looking at things.
I'm going half on the dome.
I feel like I've done this before. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've done part of it before. Yeah, go for it.
I have Inigo Montoya.
Who?
Ooh. Okay, yeah,
Princess
yeah.
Bride.
How do I spell that?
I
for attack?
Yeah. INIGO space Montoya. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then on attack line one, put Inigo Montoya's father.
You killed my father.
You just said you didn't know who that was.
I've seen the movie. I just didn't remember the name.
Oh, okay.
Prepare to die. Okay. For medics, I have Patroclus from...
No, Inigo Montoya's dad.
Oh, sorry.
It's also Bride, not Bridge.
The Princess Bridge.
Oh, I did that twice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go over from what I had brainstormed because I did this over the summer. I just found my note. For first aid, I also have Madame Pomfrey from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to spell that. That's okay. Okay. And then I also have Patroclus from The Song of Achilles.
Okay.
He was a medic before he was brutally killed.
We need to stop putting people on here who died.
For strategists, can we do Kevin from Home Alone?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think that's all the strategists we need then, too.
Okay.
We have too many. We need some commanders. Okay.
Can we put Mr. Peabody
on commanders?
Like yeah, or like peace negotiating or something.
I think we need some. Okay.
I think he'd be
better. She said commander, so put in commanders right now.
I don't want to get shot, so I will. Okay. Distractors. I have Mike from Magic Mike.
We have Mort or King Julian.
Who?
King Julian.
Julian would be a good
from
commander.
Madagascar.
Oh, okay, yeah. King Julian.
How do you feel about that, Ava? Look at your team right now.
I like King Julian.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know about Mike from Magic Mike. I've never seen him.
I think the gorilla would really like Magic Mike.
Is Mike actually magic? Is that the bit?
No, I don't
know.
No, he's like he's magic.
Oh.
Like, that's like yeah.
I think he's magic.
I know.
I think that's a good team. Oh, can we put let's put Ross Geller in here somewhere.
I haven't actually seen Friends.
What?
I've only watched like two episodes of it.
Oh my god, I figured you had. That's crazy. No. Okay. Ross Geller is gonna be on our bait list.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Have you seen Friends?
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't seen Friends. I feel like everybody has seen Friends. Yeah.
I didn't like it that much.
It was okay. Like, yeah. I liked it when I was in, I really liked it when I was in grade 8. Like, I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, because I used to watch it on my friend's couch while she would get ready while I waited for her to walk to school.
Like, it's a good, like, if I get the clip on TikTok, like, I'll still watch the whole clip because I'm like, oh, this is a good show. Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of Little House on the Prairie lately.
I loved Little House on the Prairie. I was obsessed with it. God, I wanted to be Laura Ingalls.
Let's put Nelly here somewhere.
Nelly.
I've never seen Little House on the Prairie.
Can we put Nelly on verbal abuse?
Yes. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that. I like how some of these are numbered and some of them are not at all.
Okay, wait. I have Leo Dooley from Lab Rats under bait as well.
Okay.
I think you just have to Google it.
I'm just going to go with you on that one, I think.
I think usually using like the Lab Rats people is a little bit unfair considering they all have bionic powers. But at the same time, like, it's a gorilla. We have to beat him. Okay. Oh, I also have Supply Runners on here. This is really good. Okay, are you guys ready? Supply Runners, we're doing Evan from Superbad.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know what this feels like?
What?
Do you remember when, I don't remember what year it was, but it was a while ago, where it was like, they're going to storm Area 51. This is our plan. That is what this, does no one know what I'm talking about? Okay. Because I was like, if I'm saying this and no one knows, it's going to be embarrassing. You just have to believe me that it happened.
I saw a conspiracy theory that said like Area 51 is just a cover up for like another secret government place because we shouldn't know about it, which is like why would we know about Area 51? It's because it's covering up for like Area 52 that we don't know about. Schmidt from New Girl I think should be on our attack line. I'm gonna put him on attack line one.
Yeah, I like that.
I think he'd be good. And then I have Jude Dart from The Cruel Prince, and
we're just gonna have to go with you on that one.
Can you put Princess Bubblegum in Commanders?
Who is Princess Bubblegum?
From Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. She's the goat.
And then put Marceline as Entertainment.
Who's Marceline?
Or in the sky.
Put Marceline in the sky with Ferb.
Marceline, Vampire Queen in the sky.
Yeah.
I have Schmidt and Jenko from 21 Jump Street in Attack. The two main guys. I think maybe a tack line too, because I don't think we can trust them to like get it done.
No, I think they need help.
Yeah.
Do we still have space in first aid?
Yeah.
Can you put Baymax in there?
Yes. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. I think first aid is full now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I have Zuri Ross from Jesse in our attack line three,
that's
maybe.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Along with Katniss.
Yes, I think it's a good pair. Oh, and then this is where I also have Johnny Lawrence from The Karate Kid on our attack line. He doesn't need to be a strategist, but can he help us?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe he can help out.
We'll put him on second.
Okay, what about like Gabe from Good Luck Charlie?
Oh, that's good.
Where would he go?
Where though?
I don't know, because I feel like he's kind of along the lines of Kevin from Home Alone, but I feel like we have to put him somewhere like military.
Do you think let's put him on a horse in cavalry?
Yes, he would love that, I bet.
Gabe from Good Luck Charlie.
Oh, also on a horse. You're just going to have to trust me on this one.
Okay.
Do Felicity the American Girl doll.
What?
She's a horse girl.
I just spelled Felicity totally wrong. Okay. I use PH. I have Elsa from Frozen Attack.
Okay, yeah.
That's good.
Put her with Katniss. I know they would get along. That's...
I'm on Google, like, images of, like, people's favorite characters of all time, and I can't believe someone's favorite character is Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Oh.
You guys know Fanboy and Chum Chum?
I've, like, I know of it, but I've never, like, seen it.
It's, like, one of the most annoying TV shows ever.
What? Ew.
Yeah.
I don't like the anime. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
Do you remember, like, the Almost Naked Animals?
Oh, my. Yes, I didn't like that one.
Okay.
Put them under distraction.
No, put them under, put them in, like, the dumpster list. Like,
put them on Ava's team. Last Resort.
Last Resort. Fanboy. Oh, I thought you were the Almost Naked Animals.
Fanboy Chum Chum. The Almost Naked Animals are so scary.
Can we put Lily Tucker Pritchett on our attack line?
Yeah.
Attack line 3.
Lily from Modern Family.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I know.
Sounds good. Okay. And then I have... Oh, Taylor Jewell from The Summer I Turned Pretty under verbal abuse. Do we have a verbal abuse section? Isn't that with Abby Lee Miller? Yeah. Okay. And Nelly. And then...
Yeah.
Can we put Cartman somewhere?
Yes.
I'm thinking verbal abuse, but I don't know if there's a better spot.
I think that works. I think he's good for that. Maybe a commander?
Yeah, that would be a good one. Okay,
we'll put Cartman up with the commanders. That's all I have on my list. I have motivational speech or guest of honor, and then I have Alex and Henry from Red, White, and Royal Blue. It's the president's son and the prince of England, and they're a gay couple.
I haven't seen that one, but I've heard about it.
I have faith.
I actually really do. I did love the book, and I did like the movie. Like, I've seen it a few times.
Wasn't it a show?
No, it was a movie. They're making a second one, though.
Oh.
I'm going to put Emily Fields under Supply Runners. Ooh, can we put A? Where's A? A is one of our commanders. A from Pretty Little Liars.
Okay. I don't know who A is.
She stalks the whole town and murders a few people.
Okay, yeah.
Who's King Neptune's daughter in the SpongeBob movie? Can we put her under motivation?
Yeah, put her under motivation.
I'll look up her name. I don't remember what it is.
I don't know what her name is.
I should know this. My brother would be really upset.
My God. Okay.
SpongeBob.
The daughter. Yeah.
She just put SpongeBob in. Mindy. Did you know Scarlett Johansson is Mindy?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of really good. Oh, I believe that, actually. That kind of clicks.
Okay. What more do we need? I feel like we don't have 100 people
yet.
Well,
we have Mindy, so I think that's probably as good
as
we can get.
Wait, you guys chat. I'm going to count them.
Okay.
So how's your day going?
Oh, it's good. Like, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to, like, do art, and I'm going to the gym now, and I'm doing interpretive dancing.
Interpretive dancing. That's good.
Yeah, at the gym in front of all the people, so they're motivated.
I like that. We should take you off distraction and put you on motivation.
That's actually
probably
what I said a long while ago and no one heard me.
I do. I think you have a good team, though.
I think if I'm with Bugs Bunny, then I'm okay.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny and Magic Mike.
We have 71.
71 already? Yeah. We're actually killing it.
Well, because the warblers count as 10.
Oh, okay. Well, we need the warblers.
Obviously.
Okay. Let me think. We gotta, like, we have 9 minutes and we need to come up with 30 characters. Okay.
Do we know any groups of 30?
Well, we could put all 21 of the pilots from 21 Pilots.
Yes, can we do that, actually?
21 Pilots.
21 yeah. Pilots. Evanly would hate that we're calling them 21 Pilots. She'd be like, no, there's two of them.
Well, I don't know why they labeled themselves that way.
Can we do, like, Georgia from Ginny and Georgia as, like, on our... We need defense, guys. We have no defense.
We have no
Who's
defense.
Saving us? I'm going to put Georgia on attack line, too.
Okay. Who do we need for defense?
That's a good question. I haven't seen enough TV for this. Who is singing out there?
I don't know. I think they both are.
They're harmonizing.
Excuse me, we're doing a show in here.
They don't care.
What is with that?
Wow.
Do we still have motivation spot? The Lorax would be such a good motivation spot.
Ooh.
That's good, actually. Where's our okay, motivation? Yeah, we don't have a lot of motivation, too.
You just wrote motivation?
The Lorax. Okay.
We need defense.
Defense.
Who will defend us?
Can we...
God, we can't even name one person. That's what's wrong with society.
Can we, Can we put Grunkle Stan's?
Yes! Grunkle Stan! Can we have the plants from Plants vs. Zombies?
Yeah.
Can we do the like silver pea shooter one?
And the nut.
Yes, the walnut.
We need a lawyer.
The wall dash nut.
Can we have Topanga?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, put Topanga in there.
Can we have Dez from Austin and Ally?
Yeah. Where put him where though?
Commentary.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think we need another peace negotiator too.
This is hard. This is harder than I thought it would be.
No one will defend us and no one will negotiate peace.
Maybe like Jessica Day.
Oh, I like that.
For peace negotiations.
Yeah.
Like she talked that one man out of shooting her, Nick, that one episode.
I think if you're a teacher, you have to be good at negotiating peace.
Yes, that's a good point. This is a good list. Okay.
I don't know how many we added.
Me neither, but we started with 21 pilots. So there's at least 21 in there. Oh my god. Can one of our peace negotiators be Elle from the kissing booth?
And she goes, my god.
Noah, stop. Look at me. This isn't you. I'm putting her in there.
The kissing booth. Brittany there.
I was just going to say,
stop the violence.
Stop the violence. We can move her.
Yeah.
Brittany, what's her last name?
Oh, but can we put her in both? Because I do want to shoot her out of a cannon.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that can be part of the peace negotiation.
Yeah, can she like... Can she be holding like a banner when we shoot her out of the cannon? Yeah.
Peace.
You know what the craziest part is that if these 100 people left the gorilla alone, there would be peace.
No, the gorilla's fighting them. We're just surviving. Like, they know it's going to happen.
Okay.
I feel.
Like, the gorilla's really hungry. Hasn't eaten in days.
He's really hungry.
We gotta, okay, should we go down the list?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to trade off? I'll start.
Okay.
Okay. Our leaders. So we have 100 fictional characters, and they're all fighting a gorilla, and this is our lineup. So for leaders, we have McGonagall from Harry Potter, young Sheldon, and Sue Sylvester. How's that team going to work together?
Really awful, I think. Like, not good.
Maybe they'll all, like, young Sheldon is going to provide, like, tactical knowledge. Sue Sylvester's got that direct attack, and then McGonagall will, like, even them out.
Oh.
Okay, I like that.
Okay. Yes. Next.
Like a wisdom, courage, whatever the third one is. And the
whatever
Triforce.
Sue brings.
And the Triforce.
Okay, commanders, we have Mr. Peabody, Princess Bubblegum, Cartman, and A from Pretty Little Liars.
That's good.
I think that is pretty good.
They're gonna get everyone going.
I think they're all appealing to different audiences too, which is good.
Like, yes. Ave?
Okay. In strategists, we have Pippa Fitz, Amobi, Joe Goldberg. What's Joe Goldberg from?
See, I thought for a while we were talking about Rube Goldberg, like the Rube Goldberg machines with the dominoes and stuff.
That's good.
He's the guy from You that's basically a stalker and he like kills all his girlfriends.
Okay, well.
Not the dominoes guy.
Okay. We have Sherlock Holmes, the BBC version, Carissa, and Kevin from Home Alone.
I think that's a good, I think Kevin from Home Alone is like taking us home. He's good.
I think so.
Okay, our first attack line is Santana Lopez from Glee, Puss in Boots, Inigo Montoya's dad, Schmidt from New Girl, and Jude Dart from The Cruel Prince.
On attack line two, we have Lane's mom from Gilmore Girls, the other mother from Coraline, Inigo Montoya, Schmidt and Janko, Johnny Lawrence, and Georgia Miller.
Okay.
Yeah. In attack line three, we have Katniss Everdeen, Zuri Ross, Elsa from Frozen, and Lily Tucker Pritchett.
That's good, I feel. Our attack line is doing it. Okay, for bait, we have Davey from Never Have I Ever, Benson Boone, Rory Gilmore, Ross Geller, Leo Dooley from Lab Rats, and Will Schuster.
And then for Cavalry, we have Gabe from Good Luck Charlie and Felicity the American Girl doll.
In the Navy, we just have Brittany S. Pierce from Glee and Island.
Yeah.
You guys are killing
carry it.
Yeah. For entertainment, we have the 10 Warblers. Isn't there supposed to be 12 on a team? In Glee rules, there's 12. We have 12 warblers.
Okay. And then pilots, we have Ferb, Marceline the Vampire Queen, and 21 pilots.
That's a really good one.
I like it.
In commentary, we have Gail and John from Pitch Perfect, and then Dez from Austin and Ally.
Okay. Peace negotiators, we have Yoda, Jessica Day, Brittany S. Pierce as she's being shot out of a cannon.
With a banner.
With a banner. And Elle from the kissing booth.
And then on catering, we have Gordon Ramsay and Suki from Gilmore Girls. That's your go.
Oh, I forgot where we were. Oh, our last resort is Fanboy and Jum Jum. If they can't solve it, no one can.
For first aid, we have Conrad Fisher, Primrose Everdeen, Madame Pomfrey, Patroclus, and Baymax.
And then on human sacrifice, we have Will Schuster pushing the Coco Melon baby in a stroller.
So in distraction, there's me, Bugs Bunny, King Julian, and Magic Mike.
That's good. Verbal abuse, we have Abby Lee Miller, Nelly from Little House on the Prairie, and Taylor Jewell from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
On defense, we have Grunkle Stan, the Walnut from Plants vs. Zombies, and the Ice Pea Shooter from Plants vs. Zombies.
On supply runner, we have Evan from Superbad and Emily Fields.
And motivation, we have King Neptune's daughter Mindy from SpongeBob and the Lorax.
And then on funding, we have Alex Volkov.
And our lawyer is Topanga Matthews.
I think we're beating this gorilla, guys.
I think this is kind of overkill.
Really?
I think we could have beaten the gorilla just with the 21 bylaws.
But I kind of like that we have like a halftime show,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like
yeah.
We're beating the gorilla with like fun.
But do you think 21 Pilots will be upset that they weren't the halftime show?
No, they're too busy.
I think they'll have to get over it.
They're too busy flying the planes.
Okay, yeah. We'll have to like send them on a mission while that's happening.
Yeah, they won't see it happen. Maybe we send over the 21 Pilots before the halftime show. Like, just get rid of them.
They should be doing like an air show.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. Well, that's our list of, I don't know if we got to 100, but there's a lot there.
I think it's close.
Close to 100 people versus one gorilla.
Well, if we need more, we can put the Harlem Globetrotters in the halftime too.
What? Who?
You guys don't know the Harlem Globetrotters?
They came to my elementary school one time.
Yeah.
What?
The Harlem
Just
Globetrotters.
Just the one.
Oh. Yeah, look up Harlem Globetrotters.
Did they all come to your school?
I don't know. I think I went to a game and saw them.
Oh, no. They came to my elementary school. Yeah, like, one of them did. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was so random.
But they do shows for basketball. Like,
okay.
Because they're the Harlem Globetrotters.
Are they a real basketball team?
No, they're like a team that does tricks.
They're not like an NBA team?
No.
Oh, what the freak?
I'm sure
just a random basketball team?
They just do tricks? They're like the basketball
team.
Circus?
Kind of. Like they're like, they would play before a game or like at halftime.
Okay. So they're the basketball circus.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Well, do you see how they're dressed?
I don't, well,
oh. Like, that's
that
the
is not how they looked when they came to my school.
Okay.
See, I thought this man played basketball when he came to my school and told us not to do drugs.
That's what they came to tell you?
Like, probably. I don't remember. That's what everyone said.
Oh, my God. Well, anyways. Okay. Our time is up. We do have to go. Thank you guys so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having us.
I hope you all enjoyed the show. This is our list of 100 fictional characters versus one gorilla. Send us off, Ava.
This is Moonbeam Ice Cream. Ice cream. Dancing at the movies.